summer. I mean, there's still some hoops that we need to jump through and that sort of thing, but the city has to pass a resolution for all this before, you know, it's 100%. But according to the Zoom meeting last night, Mr. Snyder mentioned that that's probably going to happen next week. So if that does happen, that clears the road to start playing baseball and softball in McCook. After the meeting, the Zoom meeting that they had with everybody, the McCook Legion Board met to just decide what they would do with their season, and they voted to have a season for the juniors, seniors, and junior Bs. Season will can start officially playing games on the 18th of June through July 31. We'll probably end on the 30th because July 31 is a graduation date for seniors, and it's a busy weekend for them, so I imagine our season will end July 30th. There's still a lot of hoops we have to go through, though. There's the guidelines that the governor has issued. We have to follow those, and they're pretty rigid, to say the least. A lot of things have got to go into it. We hope we'll have those rules posted, but it's pretty detailed of what we can do. June 1 is the first date that teams can begin to practice, with the first game being June 18th.
How many games? I know there was you had some schedules already man out, I'm sure, before all this happened, or at least starting to get that going. How many games do you think possibly the teams can get in?
Yeah, that's a good question, Rich. I mean, because we basically had our schedules all completed before COVID-19 started. Now we've run into problems where teams aren't going to have a team this year. And we've also run into problems where other teams have went ahead and scheduled other games on dates that we had already had. So we're starting all over again as far as scheduling games. So we're hoping, you know, we can get 20, 25 games in for juniors and seniors. Junior Bs maybe a little less. So that's our hopes.
And you answered my question there with junior Bs. I didn't know if it was just going to be seniors and juniors, but no, it's junior Bs. So it looks like trying to get some baseball in for the younger kids as well.
Right. Yep. That's our plan, to have that happen. We have our coaches all online. Scott Smalley and Jeff Holtis will coach the seniors. Juniors, Caden Sitzman's coming back to coach another year. Seth Duggar is going to help him out. As far as junior Bs, we'll have two teams there. Dion Allen, Chad Graham, and Brian Michaelis will have one team. Myself and Doug Terry will have the other team. So coaches are in line. Players, we've talked to the majority of them, and the majority of them are interested in coming back. So that's a good thing.
Well, I'm sure, no question, baseball people, players, coaches, fans are ecstatic and happy about what's been talked about with the governor. As you talked about, I've read some of those things that baseball fans, players, and coaches are going to have to go through. And I guess you do what you got to do just to play a little baseball, huh?
Yeah, that you do. And those guidelines are really, they're tough, to be honest with you. I mean, fans really is limited to immediate family, and they have to bring their own chairs or stand during the game, and there's a lot of rules and regulations that we have to adhere to, and they're law, really, basically, and if you don't follow them, you could get fined. So please bear with all the softball and baseball teams as they go through this. I mean, we're being watched, because this has probably an impact on other sports and that sort of thing as well.
Well, it's good news, though. Good news, good meeting with Nate and the city and everything. And June 1st, come a week from Memorial Day, those kids and everybody, coaches, will be out there and get a chance to get some practice in.
Right, yeah, I think so. I mean, there's just a few hoops that we got to jump through first, but the way it looks, that will happen in June 1, we can, or shortly thereafter, we can get started.